Well, based on haiku, which Alan loved the idea that it was 17 syllables, but he was also very interested, of course, in Buddhism for the second half of his life, and probably the central mantra or wisdom phrase of Buddhism comes from the Heart Sutra. It runs, gate, gate, para, gate, para, samgate, bodhi, swaha. And Alan discovered that that has 17 syllables also. And so he felt that maybe 17 syllables had a more
healing
universal
properties.
A more universal application.
There's something to it, right?
It was not just located in Japan or old India. And so this was a way of him playing with that possibility.
Americanizing it.
Of course, the Japanese line, as we were pointing out in the workshop, is, you know, one line down, the characters running down the page. It's not broken up into these three neat lines as you see in translated haiku. So, you know, the sense of that one, and also the running together of the thoughts that has the energy of the way the mind works, that actually you are putting these things together, even though they seem tripartite, and in the traditional view of the haiku, heaven, earth, man. In the winter cabinet, the fly has died of old age. In the medicine cabinet, the winter fly has died of old age.
Kerouac's haiku.
And if you think of Alan's maxim, maximum information, minimum number of syllables, well, 17 is a small number of syllables, so how to make a poem that really carries the weight of a poem. And I think that fascinated him and should become a form that's used regularly in workshops.
It's a great discipline.